Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Today, it's about you. So let's start with this definition of confidence. Confidence is your belief in your ability to figure things out. Now, often you cheat yourself because you think, well, no, confidence is I've done everything I need to do in the world and I have all the successes and I'm on the cover of magazines and I'm rich. And we tell ourselves, I'll have confidence when. But if you're gonna change your life, you need to right now adopt a more confident mindset and say, you know what? Confidence, I don't have to know everything in the world. I don't have to be the most successful person on the block. What I need to do is believe in myself and believe in my ability to figure things out. Give me enough time, energy, resources, mentorship, study, I can achieve my dreams. That's where it really begins, belief in our ability to figure things out. Now, of course, at a deep psychological level, we know that confidence is all about your sense of worth, your sense of capability or ability to do things, and your belief also in not only yourself, but your future. And let me say those couple things to you. Worth, ability, future. If you don't believe you're worth anything, obviously your confidence is there. If you don't believe you're able to go do anything, obviously your confidence is there. Psychologists often call this self-efficacy, right? You just don't feel like you can, you know, be efficacious or be a person who gets things done in the world because you don't believe in your ability. And last, confidence has a lot to do with your perception of where you'll be in the future. If you think you're gonna be broke and a loser in the future, obviously you're not going to go for it today. If you see yourself as lonely and an outcast in the future, you're obviously not going to walk up to her or him and say, hey, how you doing? And so these are big topics. Your worth, your sense of worth, your abilities, and most importantly, what's your future going to be like? This is so critical. Listen, I think that what happens is you sometimes fail to be as aware as you could about how far you've come. You forget sometimes where you started. Sometimes you forget all the obstacles you've overcome. You never really integrated the wins into your body and your mind and your identity, right? You had some wins. You did good in that relationship. You did good at that test. You did good at that business. You did good on that day. You made that sales call. You helped that person. But you did all these actions and you never changed the perception of yourself. You just held on to like, well, my identity is who I was as a child or what my parents told me or what these people told me. And it's been shaped by other people versus you giving yourself credit when you do things. And you overcome a lot of obstacles. But you overcame them and you're just like, oh, well, what's the next obstacle? And you were reacting to go into the next one or chasing the next one, but you never integrated confidence. I mean, I've worked with Olympians, CEOs, celebrities on covers of magazines, and guess what? These people sometimes lack confidence. Even though outwardly everyone goes, what, they've achieved so much. Yes, they achieved things. They overcame things. They helped people. And yet they never stopped and said, you know what? Let me tap that into my identity a little bit. Let me allow myself to feel that credit. Let me appreciate myself and how hard it was to overcome these things or even just to survive today. Give yourself credit for that. Give yourself credit for being here. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle,
It's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.